Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. Ooh.
The crazy people are back. Welcome to Travel World with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and no one else in studio with us today.
No, good morning. Stephen Pickford here. Nobody decided to join us this morning, at least in studio with us. We'll be talking to Pamela Kane after the quarter after break about her new book, Cruise Control, about some of the tips on planning to go on a cruise, what to expect on board the cruise, and that's an interesting book because it gave me a lot of insights into different aspects of the cruise experience. Don't know whether it made me want to cruise anymore, but for those people so inclined...
I thought you were the master cruiser, Stephen.
Yes, but a different style of cruising. I'm always worried, I think, about the taking a big ship and getting seasick. I know you've got stabilizers.
You're worried about the little ships and getting seasick.
Yes, I've taken some
whale watching
yeah. And ferry boats and little crossings. I've had my experiences on some of those little boats. So look at the big ships and say, well, that may be one day. But then she explains how at different ports you have to take a kind of a little tender ride from way out in the harbor into the main port, and
that
it isn't, yes, you have to take a little boat, and that it's a bit rough, and there's a bit of a small plank that you have to jump over
to walk the plank.
Yes, well, yes. And I look at that, I say, I can just picture it, so thank you very much. I think, you don't have to take the land excursions that they offer on the cruise lines. You can always stay on board the ship when it comes into port and just relax in your cabin, and they still serve you food on board and use some of the recreational facilities on board, which a lot of people choose to do if they've already been to that particular island.
I know what Anne would say.
Seek help.
Absolutely.
We've been talking as well over the past weeks, air rage and that sort of thing. One of those elements that has contributed to that feeling on the part of passengers has been the lack of room on board aircraft, and the seats seem to get smaller, and there seems to be less and less leg room, and the scheduled carriers start to be like the charter carriers in minimizing your onboard space. So it's a refreshing news that American Airlines announced this week that they are retrofitting 700 of their aircraft by taking out two rows of seats, which is around 12 seats.
So a bit more leg room.
Instead of a 31, 32-inch pitch, it's going to increase to 34 or 35.
Yeah, inches. Baby.
And it's not just going to be on some rows, because I know United, they took out some rows just at the front, so certain passengers got it, but then they kept it crammed at the back. This is going to be the entire aircraft.
Two passengers,
friends of Jerry Greenwell, the chairman. They said no, they got set at the front, and everyone else, too bad with them. No, this is the whole system, a fleet, and it's going to take a good year and a half to do it. But remember, when we came back from Miami last year, that was one of the first aircraft to have been retrofitted, and they had the new blue leather seats with the adjustable headrest that you could turn to different positions
and raise them.
Make a cushion you didn't fall right over onto the next passenger.
That's one way to meet people.
It is. Well, actually,
it is Valentine's weekend.
Reservations agent at Air France, only know her first name, Natalie, and she says, well, ooh, she always falls asleep, and because she's petite, that nobody ever bothers to tell her to move when her head falls on their shoulder. So there is a benefit.
Not the shoulders.
So she listens to
We're in
to
fine
our
form, aren't
oh
we?
Yes she listens to our show religiously. Speaking about religious, in the Christian bookstore that is located in Palm Beach, the Hilton Palm Beach Airport.
Ah, yes.
I still thinking about heading down to spring training. I guess when you talk about February comes up and spring training camps open for pitchers and catchers beginning next week, and talking to Jim Beattie, the general manager of the Montreal Expos during the week, and he said, oh, are you coming down to spring training again this year?
Are you serious?
The Expos share a beautiful state-of-the-art spring training facility in Jupiter, just north of West Palm Beach, the Expos and the Cardinals. And if you're heading down to that part of the world and you don't want to...
The state of North Carolina. The Cardinals.
The Cardinals, yes. Yeah. The Hilton Palm Beach Airport is a nice place to stay. That's where we stayed last year. It's 1 mile from the airport, 3 miles from the beach, and downtown Palm Beach, right near Interstate 95, where it's 15 minutes up to the baseball stadium, Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter. You don't pay the high, high rates that at this time of year, spring training and spring break combine to offer. You know, all the hotels want, you know, $200, $300 to stay on the beach. Hilton Palm Beach Airport provides a reasonable rate in around the $100 range. You got Hilton bounce back weekend rates, 1-800-HILTONS. They're right on Lake Cloud, which people use in the area for water skiing and sailing and canoeing. So you got that nice lakefront resort atmosphere, but you're right near the airport with a free shuttle bus and a nice restaurant on site, a large swimming pool, and if you're beautifully renovated rooms that they've spent money on over the last
few years. And the general manager is the former Montreal Canadiens.
Actually,
the
sales director. Sales director. Jenny Herron, who many listeners may remember from 70s and 80s playing for the Canadiens and the Penguins. So if you're a hockey fan, drop by and say hello to Denny. He'll be on the show next month talking about the Hilton Palm Beach Airport and also his career in the
Denny
NHL.
Denny Herron, who never did get a chance to play against the revered Norm Westlake.
Oh, yes. I think if he played against a team of Norm Westlakes, he'd have won the Vezina Trophy for best goaltender 10 years in a row. The Hilton Palm Beach Airport is on the internet at palmbeachairporthilton.com, so you can check them out or call their 800 number for the Hilton chain, 1-800-HILTONS.
And Norm had a unique view on the world, you see.
Oh, yes.
He was somebody who grew up on our street with us. Oh, didn't grow up. When I was growing up, he was on our street and had a different way of looking at things. He used to play with the Montreal Junior Canadiens, so he knew these people. And there I was playing ball hockey on the street. It's a little crescent that we had in the suburbs, and with all this, I'm wearing a Montreal Canadiens jersey with a hockey stick, a hockey ball, and a net. And the first thing he asked me is, "Do you like hockey?"
Oh, the power of observation, according to Norm Westlake.
Well, he had what was it? He was the Tim Allen or the Tim Toolman Taylor of our street. Yet he wasn't as smart. And one day I'll never forget. He helped my parents pick out a dog, called it a golden retriever. And
Sam is a Westlake Golden. The only thing that dog has in common with a golden retriever is he has four legs.
To hear Ann tell the story, yes.
Yeah, I couldn't tell a golden retriever. Well, they bark, they have legs, they have a tail. Boy, they're the same.
Well, my goodness. So we're going to come up to the break soon.
Coming up to quarter past the hour. And when we continue, Pamela Kane and her book, Cruise Control on Travel World Across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Stay with us for more of these...
More of these stories from the world of travel and some of the crazy ideas that pop into our head.
Travel World Radio Show.
If you sleep longer, 4515 for Vitamin Green.
I don't want to be lonely, baby, please tell me.
I want to love you all over.
Do you believe in love? Do you believe it's true? Do you believe in love?
You're making me believe it too.
Oh, I believe it too. Will and Backus and Stephen Pickford on Travel World. It's our next segment here.
Yes, coming up to talking to Pam Kane. And a lot of people equate romantic travel with taking a cruise. That's something that people looking for romance will like to sail the seven seas. And Pam Kane has written a book, Cruise Control, What to Know Before You Go, to give you a good overview of the everything that's going to take place on a cruise so there may be no, or minimize the number of surprises. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Stephen. You sound kind of romantic yourself.
Ooh, don't ask questions you don't want to know the answers to.
The radio voice.
yeah, he's very romantic.
That's well, I'm happy to
stories.
Be here. I just wish I were on a cruise.
Yeah.
She did write cruise control, but this is not about picking up flight attendants.
How many cruises?
Oh, yeah. Cruise control is not a book about picking up flight attendants.
I'm a flight attendant, so I might take exception to that, Stephen.
That's right. Well, actually, it did happen once that we actually became friends with many different flight attendants that we had actually took flights with. One of our better friends was one who is down in Texas, and we actually met her on a trip to Florida. I was making jokes about speed bumps on the runway. She started laughing, and that blossomed into conversation. We became friends.
Ah, that's cool.
The people you meet when you travel. Now, Pam, how many cruises have you been on?
You know, this is something that my husband and I can't really agree upon. We agree on almost everything. But there was one year when we barely unpacked. I think we were at sea 6 weeks.
6 weeks out of the year.
Now,
have you been everywhere? Are there destinations that you have not traveled to yet on board a cruise liner?
We haven't been everywhere yet. We're working on it.
Okay.
Antarctica is the only continent that we haven't visited, and I really would like to see whether or not penguins have knees. And
penguins,
we've never been on an African safari.
Well, we know one penguin who does have knees. That's Denny Heron, the former Penguins goaltender. Who's
yes,
the, yeah, we alluded to that.
Let's not talk right about hockey.
No, what's your favorite cruise line, or do you particularly have one, like, or a particular
Actually,
favorite ship?
The itinerary is mostly what's important to us now, and we prefer smaller ships to larger ships. My favorite ship, our favorite ship, was Meridian, and unfortunately she was sold to a cruise line in Singapore and sank just earlier.
Oh, no. That must be because we publicized it.
you must be a jinx as well as us. Seems that whenever
well,
we mention
I may have held the record for the most number of cruises on Meridian, so I hope I'm not a bad omen. Maybe nobody will want to cruise on their cruise lines again.
So now this is post-Meridian.
Definitely post-Meridian. And she was a very prime Meridian when she was
yeah. Oh, there we go.
What's the worst thing that's happened to you? I mean, you weren't on the sinking of the ship, so anything really bad happened to you on a cruise liner?
Once I went on a cruise and had the flu the entire week. That wasn't much fun.
Yeah,
but
no,
I'll tell you what,
bummer.
If you're going to have the flu, have it on a cruise ship.
Really?
Because you've got 24-hour hot tea, dry toast, and plain Jell-O. You've got somebody to change the bed and clean up the bathroom.
Okay.
Do it that way.
Take care of the necessities.
But I think the worst thing that happened, which is not really all that horrible, is I forgot to bring my husband's studs and cufflinks on one cruise.
Now, how formal...
Studs and cufflinks?
For, like, formal night, but how formal... People hear cruising and they think they have to dress a lot to take a cruise or have a big wardrobe. Is that true?
Not completely. You really don't need a tuxedo. If you're a man, you can get along just fine with a nice dark suit and a white shirt and a sort of restrained tie if you're on one of the mainline cruise ships that do actually have the formal nights. If you go on an expedition-type cruise or a windjammer, formal is a clean T-shirt.
Okay. Well, there are those cruises where you can get dressed to the nines and go to a really fabulous ball. Are there?
Pardon me?
Are there those cruises where you can actually get dressed to the nines and go to a formal ball or something like that?
I wouldn't really say a ball, but you definitely get togged out. There are, on most cruises, two formal nights. And you
All right.
will see everything from enough sequins to keep every matador in Spain in seventh heaven to somewhat more casual clothing.
Okay.
There takes a special type of planning before taking a cruise in what you're going to pack for this entire 7 nights. And people are sometimes taking pre-cruise tours or post-cruise tours. And there's not much space to put all of your belongings in a cabin.
they sometimes are so small that if you brought the cat along, you couldn't swing it.
The cat.
You've never heard that term?
No.
That there
was
enough
room to couldn't swing the cat.
Swing the cat.
Oh,
yeah. Swing the
cat. That cat. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Get that cat. Yeah, Stephen has a cat like that. We call him PETA.
Yes, and we will not explain.
And I know
what
exactly what that means because I once had a cat named PETA.
Oh,
common
ground.
And it has nothing to do with the round bread.
No. Absolutely.
There was
the
an
first
acronym.
Word would be pain, would it not?
Yes.
That would be. Oh, you have known each other before. I think I know why that ship sank. We were talking
I wasn't
about.
There. Now, the important thing to note about the fact that. Sun Vista, as she was renamed, sank. It was the third ship in the 20th century that sank that hadn't been torpedoed. As it was
oh, no!
But there was absolutely no loss of life. And the important thing is the SOLAS regulations now, safety of life at sea, that everyone was evacuated from the ship. You know, maybe a couple of people got, you know, some bumps and bruises. But there was no loss of life, unlike Titanic and Andrea Doria.
Right. No, that was the...
Funny you should mention those two ships. Because we used to be on CIQC Montreal, and they converted to an all-news format, which we thought was an absolute travesty, because it just never has worked in Montreal before. And the program director of this station is the same guy who was a program director on the last all-news station, which actually sank like the Titanic. So we figured it's just like Captain from the Titanic moving on to the Andrea Doria.
I think the captain of the Titanic went down with the ship.
I know, that's why.
But at all
the
news radio, they just resurrect. They meet another consultant from Arizona.
Yeah, my husband was in radio for 35 years, and he went down with the ship, too. So there you go.
Formats change. What are some of your tips for packing well before you head off on the cruise?
Well, there are a bunch of them. One of the things that I sort of invented on my own, and I'm kind of proud of it, is when you take the husband's shirts to the laundry, ask them to come back neatly folded in those nice little plastic bag things, and then you say, okay, on this night he's going to wear this shirt, and he's going to wear this tie, and he's going to wear these socks. And you know how swirly socks are these days that kind of go with the ties? You just put the tie and the socks in the same bag with the shirt. Therefore, he doesn't have to think. And this is useful for husbands.
Oh, boy. That's definitely getting him in shape, eh?
Well, it just it makes life a whole lot easier. And I send, you know, everything to, you know, things live in my cruise closet. I actually have a cruise closet where all my cruise-type clothes hang, and they're all in their neat little plastic bags. But if you don't have everything that's going to go with you in a plastic bag, get extra ones from the dry cleaner, and you just pack everything on its hanger with a plastic bag around it, and just toss them in the suitcase, fold them up neatly, and they will never wrinkle, even linen.
Wow, now that's something.
And then when you arrive, they unpack easily, too, and everything is all in one place. As it comes back clean, well, of course, it's ready in its place, and you can just pack it as needs be.
Absolutely. And my actual land speed record, my husband times me when I unpack, was 13 and a half minutes on the Legend of the Seas in October of 1988 for a 15-day cruise.
She's worse than you are, Stephen. She remembers every detail. What was he wearing that day?
He was wearing a blue Oxford cloth shirt. He was wearing Levi's Dockers, and he was wearing topsiders with no socks.
You guys are insane.
Goodness gracious.
That's what he always wears. He might have been wearing a polo shirt.
There you go. Stephen would remember the meal. I mean, we were driving past Dorval Airport here in Montreal, and I'm watching an airplane land. Now, airplanes landing are fascinating to me. I just like watching airplanes.
It's more fun than submarine races.
Well, yeah, submarine, especially with screen doors, as they do in Newfoundland. But
don't you hate it when they do that?
That's Canadian Navy, huh? Anyway, we're looking at this plane. I said, check it out, an airplane landing, Steve. And he says, that would be the 715 Northwest out of Detroit, and they're 15 minutes late, and they've served lasagna plate. And I go, how the hell do you know this, Steve?
You get to keep the details, and we're going to be continuing after the break with Pamela Kane and her book Cruise Control, and a lot of interesting tips about preparing for the cruise.
About almost anything.
Yes, across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Stay listening to Travel World Radio Show.
And here we go for the break.
With
every time you call my name,
Radio
I heat up like a burning flame.
Yeah.
A burning flame full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Travel World Radio Show. Satellite.
This is Liberty Works Network News, and I'm Mark Allen. Britain has announced the suspension of Northern Ireland's 72-day-old coalition government of pro-British Protestants and pro-Irish Roman Catholics. Northern Ireland Secretary Peter Mandelson said, quote, I have decided to suspend the executive and institutions. His comments came after a day of tension about the fate of the Home Rule because of a fight over refusal of IRA guerrillas to disarm. President Clinton is doubting the U.S. government and internet companies will be able to reach an instantaneous solution to a wave of hacking attacks on popular websites. But Clinton said, we're doing all we can at this point. He said he would convene a White House meeting next week of government officials and leaders in the internet business community to respond to the threat represented by computer hackers. Israel walked out of a meeting of a five-nation committee monitoring the guerrilla war in Lebanon that had been called to stem the worst violence in 8 months. Israel says Prime Minister Ehud Barak ordered his delegation to leave 2 hours after Hezbollah guerrillas killed their seventh Israeli soldier in less than 3 weeks. Two other soldiers were wounded in the attack, which prompted swift retaliation by Israel's Air Force. The true course of love has never run smoothly, and neither has the course of the spacecraft NEAR, set for a Valentine's Day rendezvous with the asteroid Eros. If all goes well, the automobile-sized robotic spaceship will enter into orbit around Eros on Monday, giving scientists a glimpse of an ancient speck of the solar system. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Dad fell asleep watching TV again.
He snores so loud you can hear him down the street.
Shh! You know how tired he is all the time? Don't wake him up.
Well, now he stopped. Finally.
I think you stopped breathing. Dad?
Dad?
Sleep apnea is a serious health problem that affects 12 million Americans. You may not even know you have it, but during sleep, you snore loudly and stop breathing repeatedly, over and over again, all night, every night. And sleep apnea affects how you feel during the day. You're so tired that you fall asleep easily, at work, watching TV, sometimes even behind the wheel of your car.
You better leave him alone.
Are you sure he's okay? Let's get Mom.
Sleep apnea can affect you and those you love, but it's treatable. If you think you or someone you love may have sleep apnea, see your doctor. Sleep apnea. It's no way to sleep. It's no way to live. A health tip from the National Center on Sleep Disorders Research of the National Institutes of Health.
This traffic's backed up almost a mile.
Yeah, probably just gawkers looking at an accident. Whew. Some people.
Well, if there was an accident, I hope they call the police, especially if there's an injury. You know, a police report verifies the accident if damage is discovered later.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle and how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Well, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to...
I know.
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an ICAR Gold Class Professional business. This message brought to you by the ICAR Gold Class Professionals program in this station.
I want to hear you sing.
I want to have sex on the beach.
Yeah.
Come on, move your body. Sexy.
buy you something to do while you're on holiday.
Yes, when you make one of those
It is Valentine's Day weekend, is it not?
Yes,
we did that actually for the 1998 Valentine's Day show. It was actually in honor of Chad, because we used to have a control board operator over at CIQC, and he was the Mr. Massage Man of Montreal. Won 2 years in a row. Our control board operator, we made him win the best massage in Montreal contest. He won 2 years in a row, and we did not hesitate to publicize that.
I did a really bizarre thing several years ago when my husband was on the air at WPEN in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
I sent my children out to Victoria's Secret, and they got a really salacious red satin teddy for me.
Ooh.
And I put on the stockings with the seams and the garter belt and the hooker shoes and put my pink coat over it. And the station manager knew all about it. And about 5 minutes before the end of his shift, I walked in and dropped the coat.
Oh.
It was about the first dead air they'd had on that radio station in years.
Oh!
Well, it certainly boosts the ratings. Should have done that in the ratings book.
It was in the newspapers, and, you know, I just picked him up, and I said, come on, we're going down to a hotel, and we're going to have a really hot Valentine's Day weekend, and we did.
Hoo-wah! You're perfect
but,
for the show.
But ladies should take. Now, let's get back to cruising for a minute here.
Yes, Pam.
I thought we were talking about that.
With taking that red satin teddy on the cruise.
Yeah, you could. A cruise is certainly a romantic place to revitalize romantic interest under the stars and the ports of call that one visits. But, of course, people will think in advance of a cruise that they're going to go through some bad weather or they're going to get seasick. How do you allay their fears in that regard?
Some people will get sick, and I think it's personally, because I've only ever been seasick once, and it was on a very small sailboat, a 34-foot sailboat. I think a lot of it is mental. If you think you're going to get sick, you probably will. But there are things to do. The onset of seasickness, according to most doctors, is you get sort of a non-specific sinus-type headache. And the smartest thing to do is get yourself out of your cabin, get yourself out of the dining room, wherever you are, and get to a weather deck where you're outside in the fresh air. And the worst thing to do is go back to your cabin and get in that bunk and just, you know, pitch and roll and pitch and roll with the ship. That is not good. We don't want to do that. Makes you sick already, doesn't it?
Yes, you make just thinking about it all.
How are you guys feeling now?
The room is already swaying around me.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Or you think that the ship is going to go right through the middle of the hurricane. Is hurricane season a good time to be thinking about planning to make a cruise?
One of the most busy times, really, is the Bermuda season in summer, going down, you know, through the Bermuda Triangle and Hurricane Alley. And I think we've been engaged with three or four different hurricanes on a Bermuda trip. But the thing to know is that if there is no danger. The ships can outrun even any hurricane that's going on, and the captain is not about to put his ship and passengers who might possibly be litigious in harm's way. So you're not going to be in a hurricane ever on a cruise ship.
I hope not. Gee whiz.
They're looking after themselves as well. Talking a bit about strange things, because this is a strange radio program. What
I figured that part out already. I'm very quick on the uptake.
What's the strangest thing that's ever happened to you on a cruise?
Here's Willa mooning the crowd.
I think it had to be the cabin steward who collected pantyhose.
Collected pantyhose? Used or new?
Pardon me?
Used or new?
Used. I consider pantyhose to be a disposable commodity, so I wear them and I toss them. And this guy collected my pantyhose throughout the week, and the last night they were all freshly laundered, nicely laundered, and folded and on my bed.
On your desk?
Bed.
Okay. Oh, my.
Yeah.
And he just took them?
Well, I think he maybe thought I was weird and didn't mean to throw them away and thought maybe the trash bag was the laundry bag. I have no clue.
Hmm. Well, would it be strange if he'd actually collected them and then sold them over the internet, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. eBay.
eBay.
It could have been a huge eBay moment. Buy Pam's book, Cruise Control, and buy her pantyhose. How about that?
Well, there you go.
Yes,
yeah,
and
we could do
have them together. You hear also about people taking a cruise, and they're worried that they're going to put gain a lot of weight. Is that something that they should be too concerned about?
Well, I think it depends a lot on your eating habits. You know, it's like the mountain and Muhammad and Sir Edmund Hillary and everything else. You know, some people think the food's there, I'd better eat it. But I have actually lost weight on a cruise, and I've never gained more than a pound or two.
You are lucky.
No, I'm smart.
You're smart. There you go. Luck has nothing to do with it. Oh, we got to bring this lady to Montreal, Steve.
I like Montreal.
Yeah.
Are there any cruises to Montreal?
There's lots of cruises
here. Yes, there's. Well, actually, that's what Cynthia's parents are taking from New York up via the New England, and they're coming up via Halifax through Prince Edward Island and then down.
Yeah, the fall foliage cruise.
Yeah, they actually have some in. I think she's doing it in the spring in June. So
the spring foliage cruise.
Spring foliage.
But that's just green. Why would you want to take a cruise for green?
And then they also have the riverboat style cruising down the St. Lawrence Seaway, kind of a Canadian version of the Mississippi Queen.
We've done that, and it is so much fun. There's only one big problem with it, and I don't know if it's the same in Canada as it is on the Mississippi. They seem to think that everybody wants to know what's going on at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Are you kidding?
No, I mean, they start at 6 o'clock in the morning saying, off to your left is the former leper colony.
The former leper colony?
Absolutely. I am not making this up.
No,
former leper colony.
I have taken the Mississippi Queen.
Wake me up for the nudist colony. I don't want to know
about
the lepers.
Be on the right, and that would occur more around noontime. Now, if you do go by a nudist colony, what you really want are some 7x50 binoculars, because those are the best things to see eagles in Alaska and nudists in the Caribbean. The people at Cabela's told me that.
You have to take your binoculars because there's so many sights you can see, and it's not necessarily just the bird watching or the skyline of the harbor as you pull out from the
port. Be bird watching. It is a nudist colony.
Yes, no, a bird.
Well, it's another meaning of bird, please.
she's
you
on to you.
How, oh, yes. How to tell when you've seen a bald eagle in Alaska?
How?
If you see something that looks like a beer bottle.
Yes.
With a tennis ball on top, that's a bald eagle. And if you see something that's really large and brown and furry and it's coming at you kind of fast, that's trouble.
That's trouble, yes. That means run.
Run real fast.
In your book and on your website, you talk a lot about freelancing. Just what does that mean? Not necessarily like writing a newspaper article.
No. Basically, we are very, very fervent freelancers. We don't hold much with the official ship's excursions. We just like to go and explore and experience the ports that we're in. And we depend heavily, this is not a commercial, on the Lonely Planet guidebooks to learn about the places that we're going and the things that we really want to see. So we do it on our own rather than doing the official, what I call, ship's trips.
It gets you off the beaten path, and you set your own pace, and you see what interests you without being in a big crowd.
Well, it's also maybe the non-sanitized version, depending on where you're porting in. In some countries, you almost, in an official, actually you are on official tours, seeing exactly what the locals want you to see.
Right, you're going to get the party line, so to speak.
Definitely.
Of course, taking the organized tour is good for some people if they're very safety conscious or they just have some sort of phobia about heading out on their own.
Well, there's a very, very high comfort level. You get off the ship, on the bus, you've got a guide who is very, very knowledgeable and will tell you everything that you need to know about wherever it is that you are. and your hand is held all the way along. It's a very, very safe, secure, comfortable way to see a place.
That's something really enjoyable. We ought to do something like that, Steve.
Yeah, well, we have to visit some offbeat ports of call. And
offbeat. We're offbeat ourselves.
Well, what's your idea of offbeat?
I don't know. If we go to an offbeat place, you know, being offbeat ourselves, wouldn't that just make it sound kind of...
They'll point and stare. I can promise you this.
They
if
do
you're
that already.
Offbeat.
They do
the
that already.
The locals will point and stare.
Oh, my goodness. Do they have karaoke on these cruise ships?
Yes. I actually did it once.
Oh.
And which song did you sing?
It was the Hula Hoop contest.
We actually have to cut for the break.
And we'll continue with Pamela Kane, author of Cruise Control, on Travel World Radio Show Across America. Stay listening.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World Radio Show.
If you gave away 80 cents today, would it make a difference? It would if you gave it.
Back is in Stephen Bickford. We're having a great show today with Sweet Sugar Kane online with us.
Yes,
that's
Pamela Kane, from author of Cruise Control. And we have a caller on the line who was listening to us and has a cure for seasickness. And that I'm curious to learn a little bit more about.
Sodium cyanide. That'll cure everything.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Travel World.
Hi, everybody.
How you
I've
doing?
Been listening to the seasickness, and I am getting ready to go on a cruise with a bunch of girlfriends, and in fact, I have Pam's book. And there's just one thing that I want to add. I've been studying nutrition for a couple of months now, and I want you to all know that 250 milligrams of ginger taken with 25 milligrams of vitamin B will cure nausea and seasickness. It's been proven. They're using it now for women with morning sickness. And it is totally the cure for seasickness.
Well,
holy cow.
I think you're very right. It's homeopathic cures are very often better than, you know, some of the pills that they want to shove at you. But if you and your girlfriends want to cure your seasickness at the bar, there is an old bartender secret where you take a glass of soda and put about 10 shakes of Angostura bitters into it and drink that down. And that works too.
Ooh.
Well, I think I'd rather eat ginger because I like ginger. But still, and plus you can do that about 4 hours before you get on the ship.
Steven says that all the time. Caller, tell us your name and where you're listening to us on.
My name is Debbie, and I'm in Southern California.
All right, San Diego area.
No, actually, not that south.
Not that south.
Not that south. No, I'm
where
in
about?
Actually Ventura County.
Ventura County, and
Ventura
what station
County.
Are you? What station are you listening to us on?
I'm listening to you on the internet.
On the internet, cool.
Uh-huh.
Excellent. So we are around the world via
around
satellite.
The world at www.libertyworksradio.com.
Every time you open the mic, you got to say that.
That's right. Liberty Works, voice of truth in broadcasting.
Well, okay. I think Debbie is absolutely right that ginger is a fabulous cure.
Oh, I like eating ginger myself.
Well, ginger mixed with vitamin B, B12, or B6, I'm sorry, vitamin B6 and ginger together about 4 hours before you step on that cruise ship, and you will not get sick. And anyway, that's all I have to say. I don't want to take up any more time, but please try it, everybody. It works.
Well,
thank you, Debbie. Thanks for listening to Travel World, and keep listening.
Thank you.
Tell your friends.
Pleasure to talk to you this morning. And we were talking just before the break with Pamela Kane, author of Cruise Control, about getting off the organized tours. You must have some very good and some very bad experiences when you get off the organized tours that the cruise lines have organized for you.
Well, some have been totally fabulous and others have been a little bit weird. I convinced my husband that we were going to take the subway in St. Petersburg, Russia, out to one of the summer palaces. And he said, well, where do you think the subway is? And I said, well, I think it's over there in that building because see all those people coming out that look like they're intent on going to work. I think that's where the subway is. So we went the other way, and here we are, and all the signs are in Cyrillic. He said, Do you happen to read Cyrillic? And I said, no, but I think we take the Green Line. And I've got my guidebook open. And a very nice young gentleman came over and said, are you lost? No, we're actually in St. Petersburg. But he told
us
exactly what subway to take, and it worked just fine. If you stand around looking confused, somebody who wants to practice English will always show up.
They take you in taxi. Are you lost?
Are you
welcome
lost?
To Russia. I show you around.
Rushki. I'm definitely rushed. And in that, on that same trip, we underestimated how many rubles we needed for the day and took the fast boat from St. Petersburg to Peterhof, which is another of the summer palaces. And they wouldn't take a credit card, and we were out of rubles, so we had to buy some rubles from a very lovely British couple. We visited the palace, did whatever, and then we had to kind of whine our way onto the official bus from another cruise line to get back to the pier.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
Whine your way on?
We whined our way on.
You have to be resourceful, I think, when you travel. Is there a typical cruiser? I mean, or how does one find the right...
Wears a white leisure suit.
Is there a typical...
No, that would be the typical entertainer on a cruise ship.
The lounge singer. What line?
You haven't cruised until
I gotta live it up.
Duo. Now I've offended everyone of Polish extraction. There are really two kinds of people. Do you know who the most famous American philosopher is?
Who?
Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett?
Jimmy Buffett, I believe, is the most important American philosopher.
Really?
Yeah. And he says that there are two kinds of travelers. There are tourists and there are travelers. And the tourist wants to take America along, and the traveler wants to do something adventurous and exciting.
Sounds interesting. This is the same like people in Montreal. Although we're the kind of people who tend to go down to Florida and take Quebec along with us.
Yeah, some people just don't want to learn something new or absorb themselves into the experience at hand.
I think
some people just, when they travel, they want everything to be the exact same as at home, and they don't want to absorb themselves into the experience at hand and actually learn something and come home with an enriching experience.
Well, I think that's very true. Caribbean travelers, and mostly people who cruise, start out in the Caribbean, which is a very good place to start out. You get away from the snow in Montreal or other nasty places. And it's very comfortable. The American dollar is the currency of commerce, and basically you get off the ship and you hang around in a port of call with a whole lot of other Americans. And that's highly comforting.
It's a little bit
different to be in a subway station in Russia.
Russian subway station.
They have that comfort factor, and they know they've paid one fee up front, and they know most of their expenses are taken care of. Of course, there's always shopping to be added to that, and
shopping
is part of that experience.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the good things to buy when you're cruising, and some things that are probably a big rip-off?
I think the biggest rip-off, number one, is jewelry. And number two are electronics and optical devices, cameras, binoculars. And what I suggest to people that they do, especially for the cameras and video cams, whatever that they want to buy, is they get a hold of a copy of the New York Times and rip out the ad for 47th Street cameras. Because that tells you what's current and what the current prices are. So they have a standard of comparison.
One of the usual rip-offs that we found is some, you know, performer will come up to you and say, well, I just bought something and here's my invoice for $200, but you can buy it for $20 and it's just a piece of paper, and they rip you off otherwise.
You have to know the prices. You have to know the prices and the quality of the goods before you head away. In coming up to the top of the hour and as we wrap it up, what would be your best tip for taking a great cruise?
My best tip, after I hype my website, this is very important, happysales.com, where all these things are answered, is whoever you're traveling with, you don't have to be joined at the hip. Go do what you want to do by yourself if that's important. You don't have to do everything together. And then you've got great dinner table conversation. You don't have to talk about the 401k or the kid who just crashed the car or whether or not you need a lube job when you get back.
Sounds like a delightful experience to get away from it all. Pamela Kane, author of Cruise Control, where can we get your book?
You can go directly to my website, which is happysales.com, which will link you straight to Amazon, and they would be more than happy to send you a copy of the book.
Happysales.com. Well, thank you, yep. Pamela Kane, Cruise Control, a guide to planning for your cruise and what to expect in advance to make you a happier cruiser.
A happy camper cruiser.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Do I get to come back? I'm having so much fun. I'd like to do
this. Oh, we'd love to have you back.
We'd love to have you here in Montreal, so make your way up here. We'll get to show you around. You sound like you'd be a blast on the show.
I think I would be a blast on the show, and you guys are a blast too, and I can't thank you enough for having me on.
Well, thanks very much, and as well to Debbie, our caller, with the great tip.
Yep. And Debbie's good. I like that tip.
People listening across America with their insights and their own special tips, and have a great weekend, Pamela.
Same to you.
I got to call up Ginger. I'm hungry.
Just thinking of the ginger and vitamin D. Maybe we'll have some. Maybe we won't get seasick when we take the ferry boat next time or the whale watching expedition.
I think we ought to try that. I think it was a good tip, and goodness gracious, where has the time gone already?
Time is gone, and next week Avery Haynes will be back from Jamaica. And,
yes, we are the bad boys of AM radio, and Avery Haynes, the bad girl of Canadian television, is joining us here as one of our correspondents
again. She turned down Howard Stern. She said yes to us. So,
that's right.
What more can I say? She's back from Jamaica, our family travel specialist, and we'll talk a bit more about our own memories from trips in the past. Next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the Travel World Radio Show, right here on the Voice of Truth in Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.
News.